The Humboldt County organization, Food for People, is Humboldt County's community food bank, which focuses on eliminating hunger and also the well-being of the community through access to healthy and nutritious foods. With the Milepost 18 fire impacting communities in the Hoopa Valley and elsewhere, Food for People is providing emergency food distributions to communities impacted by the MP18 fire situation and the closure and now one-way controlled traffic reopening of State Highway 96 between Hoopa and Weechpec. KMUD News spoke with Carly Robbins, Executive Director of Food for People, to learn more about their efforts at a time of need for those impacted by MP18.
That fire has taken up a large portion of the eastern county. It is impacting lots of households, not only those who have been put on evacuation or evacuation notice or being impacted by wildfire smoke, also those who have been kind of cut off by the prolonged closure of 96, which is thankfully starting to open up back up, it sounds like. But all in all, it has not only limited folks' ability to get back and forth from the coast, but our own ability to get up to many of the places we regularly serve. So we decided to initiate our emergency response program to make sure we were reaching those areas and wanted to get word out to folks on where they could access services.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your emergency response program? I think folks, when they think of, you know, food banks or food distribution systems, they think of more kind of the general need. And in this case, you're acting because of a specific event.
Yeah, it's one of the newer programs of Food for People. We started it kind of around 2020 in recognition of just how many natural disasters and emergencies our county can face. And during those times, food access can become an issue for any number of reasons and for really folks of any socioeconomic background, any living conditions. If, you know, you've lost all of your food because power went out for a prolonged period of time, to situations where you've been evacuated, need immediate food. So this program really tries to do a lot of planning during what we call the blue sky times or, you know, the non-disaster times so that we are prepared to either, you know, respond ourselves or provide food to our network of partners throughout the county so that they can provide those vital services to folks. So in this instance, wildfire, where smoke has impacted road closures, all sorts of things, we want to be able to get out there and help residents who might be experiencing hardship due to all of the ongoing conditions.
What are some ways folks in Humboldt County or even outside of Humboldt County can help support this effort and also future efforts by your organization?
Yeah, anyone looking to get involved, I would say visit foodforpeople.org. Whether you are looking to give money, give food, or give your time as a volunteer, all are vital. You know, this time of year, we even have amazing folks dropping off food from their backyard gardens and orchards, which is amazing, whether they're dropping it off here to Food for People or to partners in areas like Hoopa, Willow Creek, and more. All of that is vital to what we're doing. So anyone interested in getting involved, I'd encourage to go to foodforpeople.org. We got all the information. Also, if you are looking for a food distribution for you or someone in your life who you think could use the extra assistance, foodforpeople.org is a great place to find out where to go. We have a Find Food Near You feature, so you can put in your location and it'll pop up all the distributions close to you so you can figure out what works best for you based on transportation, schedule, and all sorts of conditions.
For communities who have been cut off by the closure and one-way reopening of Highway 96, Food for People will provide emergency food distributions on Thursday in Weechpec at the Tribal Office parking lot, which is located at 23001 California 96, from noon to 1 p.m. In Orleans, at the Karuk Senior Center parking lot at 459 ASIP Road, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Distributions will continue while supplies last and will include a combination of fresh produce, perishable foods, and non-perishable items. To limit residents' exposure to poor air conditions, Thursday's distributions will be limited to approximately 1 hour. Residents seeking food assistance are encouraged to arrive as close to the distribution start time as possible. Supplies will be limited. Food for People's regular mobile produce pantry schedule will also serve this region, weather and fire conditions permitting, on the following dates. In Willow Creek, at the Dream Quest Thrift parking lot at 100 Country Club Drive on Wednesday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. In Weechpec, at the Tribal Office parking lot at 23001 California 96 on Tuesday, August 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In Orleans, at the Karuk Senior Center parking lot at 459 Aesop Road on Tuesday, August 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And in Hoopa, at the Hoopa Shopping Center parking lot at 12509 California 96 on Wednesday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to noon. All distributions are subject to cancellation or shortened hours depending on fire and air quality conditions. Food for People will notify residents if there is a cancellation or change in times. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.